exports are a big piece of the pie for the ag sector, and there are programs designed to boost U.S. agricultural product exports, such as the Market Access and Foreign Market Development Program.
For every dollar of federal and cooperator money that goes in, we get $35 back in exports.
That's Phil Karstein, head of USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service, who says more and more U.S. trade and commodity groups either want to enter the export arena or try to further boost their export sales.
Often when they do so, their either customers don't know anything about their product, or they need to go through and review what are the interim steps that need to be taken to address trade challenges or trade documentation needs to take place. So these resources help address those kinds of challenges.
However, there was a time when those resources were not available as Congress battled over the expired 2008 Farm Bill.
These programs were in abeyance, and as soon as we got a Farm Bill, our people went right to work to try to get these programs up and running again.
Karstein says the export programs in the new Farm Bill are basically the same as in past years, but can be very flexible.
If you look at our list of program beneficiaries, it runs the gamut from small and medium enterprises to really emerging markets. And that mix of participants changes over time as well. Just as it's dynamic, just like American agriculture is dynamic. And so I think we try to go through each year a very deliberative process to figure out where our expenditures combined with those of our cooperators will do the most and increase exports the most.
And not only has USDA announced funding allocations under the two export programs for this year, but is now accepting applications for 2015 programs. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.